About 5 years ago, a video of the R&B singer Yeba performing for a small crowd went viral. With this smoky voice and an impressive wail, it seemed like she was on a short runway to stardom. But her debut album is only being released now. NPR's Sam Sanders wanted to know what took so long. A quick note, this story runs about 4 minutes and it discusses suicide.
Yeba's debut album is called Dawn, and it's deceptive in the best way. Take this song, Stand. It sounds like a love song. Yeba, mourning after a breakup. When you went away, moonlight took the day. Stars and darkness all collided in the loneliest of space. But Yeba told me this song is about a lot more than just a fling.
Stand lyrically deals with the intrusive OCD thoughts and the PTSD. You know, just my conversation with that.
PTSD and OCD. Heavy stuff. All throughout Yeba's album are lyrics and songs that, under close examination, are about something deeper. A big loss Yeba experienced just weeks after her professional career began. It was 2016. Yeba had just put out this video, singing in front of a live audience, belting this song called My Mind. Was it 3 weeks after that song came out? There was some tragedy.
My mother committed suicide. Yeah.
Her mother's death stopped everything.
And I had to go through the first half of my 20s, just missing my mom and, you know, in denial that she was gone, really.
Yeah, but processed that through her music. But she also knew that she didn't want to make a record just about her deep pain.
I just thought, you know, if I ever made music, I would want it to be something that is, you know, laced with hope and like joy and love and things that, you know, all of these things that we love the idea of. But I was very scared the entire time and very just panicked.
And so Yeba made an R&B album that wraps her panic and her grief in songs that can kind of read in several different ways. They're about a lover or a friend or yourself. Yeba's own story is in there, too, if you want to find it. But you don't have to.
Nobody needs more panic. You know, we already have that.
Throughout the album, Yeba's singular voice carries every song. In some moments, it's as if that voice is flying through the sky. This skill came from years of training as a kid at a church her father pastored in Arkansas.
It was a small church and it was a small town, so he didn't really have anybody probably that had enough free time. So 15, I was definitely picking the songs, picking the keys, teaching the arrangements, rearranging things, sometimes rewriting sections.
Perhaps the most lush arrangement on Dawn is a song most explicitly about Yeba's mother. It's called October Sky.
Well, she slid down the hall in her socks and yelled, come outside. No, 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 nothing's wrong. I just happened to have a surprise.
It's a memory from her youth. Yeba's mother, Dawn, she was a science teacher. And sometimes Dawn would bring supplies home from school to let her kids launch rockets themselves.
She'd bring all those science projects back to the house. And we'd shoot off bottle rockets and, you know, measure the air pressure and the height.
There's a picture of us hidden in a layer of dust on the mantle, right by my cigarettes that I smoked since you left, because you said you had to fly.
This song, October Sky, it's not just about the sadness Sheba experienced after her mother's death. It's also about the joyful memories she still has of her. And that is the beauty of Yeba's entire album. It's about the journey between joy and pain and a whole lot of other feelings. And it works, because really, that space between, it's always the most interesting part. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
You can hear more of Sam's interview with Yeba on his podcast, It's Been a Minute. And if you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.